This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
It's been 10 years since Dove, the soap brand owned by Unilever, launched its Real Beauty campaign. That got attention because it used, quote-unquote, real women in its ads. Well, a decade later, a new Dove ad is getting attention too, but not for the same reasons. It puts real women through a fake clinical trial for a beauty product to show them that their actual beauty lies inside. But that campaign has backfired. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman explains why.
I woke up this morning feeling really refreshed.
I think I feel more confident.
In Dove's new video, women feel better about themselves after using this super-duper scientific new beauty patch. Only, turns out the patch is a placebo, a fake. Then this real psychologist turns out to be running an experiment on the women.
There's nothing in the beauty patch?
Nothing.
Moment of self-realization. Feeling beautiful makes you beautiful.
That's awesome.
Only it's not awesome, at least not for Dove. Because critics have called this video patronizing and badvertising and Dove making these women seem dumb. There's a storm of blogs and Facebook posts.
It kind of creeped me out right from the beginning.
That's Andrea Learned, author of Don't Think Pink, a book about marketing to women. She says Dove's original Real Beauty campaign turned selling soap into a cultural dialogue, helping women embrace their bodies, old or young, thin or fat. But this is a huge misstep.
Get out of digging this hole for women as being these incredibly insecure beings. I think that is old news.
That theme of women's insecurity has inspired a parody video that's gone viral, in which the women in the experiment look in the mirror and see a gorilla.
Do you feel unattractive? I bet you do.
No, I don't. That's a man in a gorilla suit.
Animal in the room! I want to leave, please. I don't want the $25.
It's pretty cutting. Former ad exec, now consultant, Cindy Gallup, agrees the new Dove campaign is bad. But she also thinks any publicity can be good publicity.
The fact that we are talking about this in whatever context is terrific, and it's all tremendous fodder to actually take the campaign forward in an even stronger way next time out of the gate.
I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.